Last month was the deadliest month for American forces in Afghanistan in the nearly nine-year war.
There. And more of the burden of prosecuting the war is falling on American shoulders as NATO countries begin to pull their troops out.
Joining us live from Kabul is AP correspondent Robert Reed. Thank you for joining us. I know it's difficult to set up these phone connections, but American casualties, of course, they were up last month. And with what is ahead in the combat mission, it's not a stretch to expect July's record will fall, right?
No, most of the commanders here do expect continued high rates of casualties for the next few months. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins in August, and traditionally this results in some sort of reduction in military activity, you know, by the Taliban and probably by the Afghan National Army. So it's possible that August's death tolls could be lower than we've seen over the last 2 months. However, I think then when September and October begin, the U.S. is going to be pushing hard into areas where the Taliban have been for years, and we may continue to see fairly high death tolls.
You know, Defense Secretary Gates over the weekend made it clear again that the beginning of troop withdrawal in next July doesn't mean, you know, all of our combat forces are leaving, that it's just going to be a modest withdrawal, he put it, I think was his term. But I know that before anything happens, there's got to be some sort of control of Kandahar. And yet the actual surge into Kandahar keeps being delayed, delayed, delayed. Do we have any timeline on that now?
Well, what's happening is that the preliminary stage of the operation in Kandahar is underway. I think part of the reason that we saw a spike in casualties last month was that more U.S. forces are going into places like the Argandab Valley, which is very close to the city, and into the districts of Panjwai and Dand. These are areas that are traditional Taliban strongholds. The idea is to use American forces primarily to encircle Kandahar to push the insurgents out of areas that they had used for infiltration routes into the city. And most of the activity in the city will be done by Afghan special police with American and other Western advisors. The idea is to put an Afghan face on the mission within the city proper, while the fighting in the hinterlands is done primarily by the Americans with some Afghan participation.
Well, is it true, though, that if we don't get a good handle on Kandahar, we can't even consider any kind of withdrawal?
Well, it depends on the strategy you choose to follow. You know, for various reasons, the decision was taken to, you know, in effect, to go for the jugular with the Taliban. These provinces, Kandahar, Helmand, and province of Zabul, are really Taliban headquarters. That's where the Taliban had their most of their strength. And there are areas in the country that are, although under threat from the Taliban, much less vulnerable to, you know, anything like a Taliban takeover. Furthermore, in the mountainous areas of the east is actually where most of the groups closely linked with al-Qaeda operate. But the idea was that if they couldn't go into the Taliban heartland, that they were just nibbling around the periphery. So the decision was taken to go in hard. There are plan Bs and plan Cs that would be possible if Kandahar proves to be more difficult. But I think the real problem is that they built Kandahar up so much, they talked about it so much, that if they can't show measurable progress by the end of the year, that political support within the Congress and the public at large is going to fall, and there'll be increasing pressure to make much deeper cuts, perhaps even change the entire approach in Afghanistan.
Still, Robert Reed, as we bring the fight directly to the Taliban, there are drawdowns occurring. We have word that the first NATO country to pull its troops out of Afghanistan has done so. Which country and how many?
It's the Netherlands, and it was a fairly small force of about 1,900 soldiers. The Dutch have a reputation here actually as being one of the more effective forces. They pioneered some of the techniques that were adopted by the whole of the NATO command, and you know, including ways to sort of win hearts and minds of the people. They took a province that was among the more dangerous, and certainly violence there is down, if not eliminated. But there was absolutely no political support for this in the Netherlands. And when the Dutch government earlier this year even talked about discussing an extension, then the coalition partners pulled out, the government fell, and at that point, the Dutch pullout was inevitable. More important, the Canadians are talking about leaving next year. They're in a much hotter area. In fact, the U.S. is basically taking over from the Canadians in Kandahar. The Poles are talking about pulling out in 2012. So I think all of these things are like a confluence of events, a rash of bad news, lack of progress in Kandahar, your allies leaving, could create a political situation where continuing this large mission here under the current strategy would just be politically untenable.
Yeah, and 9 years to boot. But we sure thank you for joining us. That's AP correspondent Robert Reed live in Kabul. Take care, Robert. Stay safe.